A group of notables in the Syrian city of Daraa have launched an initiative to bring back security to their government. They hope the move will help them convince armed groups to put down their weapons. Mohammed Ali has more in this report from Daraa.
Here at the cultural center in Daraa city, representatives for the city's residents gathered to launch an initiative for establishing reconciliation between the government and armed groups. They called on every Syrian armed man fighting the Syrian army to put down arms.
The aim of this initiative is to reach out to the Syrian armed men. Eventually, they are our relatives and families. Even if they are wrong, we have to live together.
Many armed men from Daraa and its countryside want to put down their arms, but they are also asking for the release of prisoners as part of a reconciliation agreement. Hopefully, the prisoners will be released and the agreement will be fruitful.
Notables said they will work as mediators between the government and Syrian armed men who agree on surrendering their weapons. They promised that the government will grant them amnesty that would allow them to live a normal life. They also said if they succeed, they will help in restoring all services, such as water and electricity, to the areas in the effect of the reconciliation. Notables in Daraa launched this initiative in a bid to end ongoing clashes in and around the city. They said they aim to stop bloodshed and prevent further destruction. The initiative comes as the Syrian army is making significant gains in Daraa. Since the start of 2016, army troops took control of key militant strongholds north of Daraa, mainly Sheikh Miskin and Ataman. Reports say many armed men in neighboring Da'il and Ibta are currently seeking reconciliation with the government. Daraa notables are trying to convince those who are unwilling yet to stop fighting to put down their weapons. Hamad Ali, Press TV, Daraa.